There's heartbreak in England after it failed to keep its dream alive of bringing home its first World Cup in decades. Croatia has defeated the Three Lions 2-1 in extra time and will now play France in the final in Russia. Well, as you can imagine, Croatian fans are ecstatic. And our reporter Thomas Ariti was watching the match with some of them at the King Tomislav Croatian Club at Edenza Park in Sydney's west. Thomas, I can tell from the noise behind you that it's probably no surprise how this crowd has reacted when the referee blew the final whistle.
Kim, to say it was sheer elation is a bit of an understatement. There was screaming and chanting and tears of joy and hugging amongst the hundreds of people who gathered here at the King Tom Club, as it's effectively known. And the room is just a sea of red, white and blue with colours of Croatia's national flag draped over just about everything. I've really seen all ages here. There are families gathering along with mates for what really was a highly anticipated game, which didn't start well for Croatia, but to be in this room when we finally saw those goals was truly electric. Everyone was up dancing, screaming and chanting and enjoying every replay of the moment they'd been waiting for. This is the fifth cup they've played in since declaring independence in the early 90s. And 20 years ago they came third, but in some of those tournaments they didn't go past the group stage. So it's clear a victory like this in a semi-final on the world stage means so much to the huge crowd of fans who weren't bothered by the early start and gathered here this morning for the match. I caught up with one of them immediately after the game. He was in tears at the final results, Mike Penchik.
Oh, look, they've had a hard road. This is the third bit of extra time. The guys have stuck in. They're a real team, and they deserve their spot in the final. So I feel sorry for England as well, but really, this is fantastic for Croatia.
Now, Thomas, as you mentioned, England scored first and Croatia had to come from behind. Fans must have been a little bit nervous in those opening stages of the match.
Yeah, fairly subdued in the early stages, Kim, but at the end it was really exciting and there was food and singing and chanting. And you can really tell that Croatian Australians adore football, and it was really special to them that Croatia's national team had made it this far, because Croatia's World Cup campaign has really played out like an edge-of-your-seat thriller. They only won in penalty shootouts to beat both Russia and Denmark, so it's been very close since the group stages, and to witness the final result in this room with hundreds of people that passionate about the Croatian team cheering and dancing was really something.
Now, of course, there's the final battle against a very tough opponent. Are the fans optimistic about grand final chances against France?
I think they are at the moment. They're looking forward to the next challenge, the people I've spoken to. Look, it's going to be tough. I don't think there's any doubt about that. France are a strong side. They've knocked out Argentina, Uruguay and Belgium. They're one of the best teams in the world. But here at the moment, it's all about the moment, Kim, and a real sense of national pride.
That's Thomas Ariti at Edenza Park in Sydney.